We continue our series now on China's growing global reach. One place where China is making inroads is in Europe, including debt-ridden Greece. Its most important property deal there has been the Greek port of Piraeus. But in this special investigation, NPR's Louisa Lim reports that Chinese influence is changing more than the financial landscape in Greece.
I'm in the Greek port of Piraeus, which is Greece's biggest port, and it's close to the capital, Athens. Now, this port is significant because it's actually run and operated by a Chinese company. The Chinese company COSCO has taken out a 35-year lease on this Greek port worth about $5 billion. It's probably China's largest investment in Europe today.
There is Greece, and there is China.
John Makridimitris, nicknamed J-Mac, works for the Piraeus Port Authority. As he says, there's China, he's pointing across a dividing line. Since June last year, that's effectively been the border between the Chinese container terminal and the smaller Greek pier next door. J-Mac says China needs this terminal for strategic reasons, as a foothold into Europe and beyond, for Chinese goods and influence.
It's very important for the Chinese to enter through Piraeus to the Eastern European and Black Sea markets, which are really booming right now.
Straddle carriers line up to transport containers. When it comes to labor conditions, it certainly seems like another country on the Chinese side of the line. COSCO, a state-run Chinese company, doesn't allow unions or collective bargaining among its 500-plus Greek workers. Until now, no COSCO workers have spoken out. But I met a former COSCO worker who asked that his name not be used. He says he regularly worked 8 hours a day with no meal breaks and no toilet breaks.
I think they are asking back in the lot because their rights is to have something to eat around 12 o'clock, to have our breaks and not work like dogs straight away from morning till afternoon.
He says workers were told by supervisors to urinate into the sea rather than take toilet breaks. The worker says he was paid $850 a month, about $70 a shift, half the salary at the neighbouring Greek-operated pier, with no extra money for working night shifts or weekends. There was no set schedule. He was kept on 24-hour call for 9 months. His wife describes the psychological toll.
In the end, it was like a nervous breakdown. All day he was just waiting to see whether they would call. He didn't know if he had time to eat or to sleep. Sometimes they would call in the night to tell him to go to work. It was like torture.
NPR has gained access to Greek government documents which back this up. Last August, the local Department of Labor Inspection found one worker's schedule had changed 14 times in 1 month. During two visits last year, the agency noted four separate labor violations at COSCO's pier. On both occasions, it found dockers working on their rest days, and it fined COSCO $4,000. The unions say there have been two accidents in 1 year due to a lack of training. The worker I met described the situation as chaotic.
It's a complete mess. There's no training for specialized jobs. This is what happens in a third world country.
He showed me his contract signed by a subcontractor, not by COSCO. It says no money should be paid for overtime unless there was a prior written agreement with the company. When this worker demanded his overtime pay, he was sacked. COSCO turned down repeated requests for an interview, both in Greece and in Beijing.
Well, good afternoon, everyone.
But in an appearance at the World Economic Forum last year, COSCO chairman Wei Jiafu insisted that delivering benefits to his workers was his top priority in Greece. He also boasted about the fact that none of his Greek workers had ever been on strike.
While going global, we're also transferring our culture to the rest of the world.
So I'm standing next to a port installation which has graffiti on the walls saying Chinese go home. And that's just a small sign of the intense opposition there's been to a Chinese presence here, especially from the dockers' unions.
Companies not run by the Chinese are being influenced by what the Chinese are doing in reducing labor costs and workers' rights.
Nick Giorgio is the president of the Dock Workers Union. He uses the word blackmail to describe the way that Costco has behaved.
What we see is that the Piraeus Port Authority is stopped from functioning properly because of obstacles that Costco puts in its way.
Citing the financial crisis, Costco has struck a deal with the Port Authority, exempting it from certain fees, potentially saving it $4 million a year. It's delaying the completion of a new pier by 5 years. Costco is also limiting any competition by preventing the Port Authority from signing a deal with another major shipping company, MSC, until next June. When I asked the chairman of the Piraeus Port Authority, Yorgos Anamaritis, what's in it for Greece, his answer is clear. Money.
The Port Authority is being paid for the pier that it has ceded to Costco. That by itself is some kind of gain for Piraeus.
I've now come to the Greek Parliament, and I'm looking down into the Chamber of Parliament, where a vote is now taking place. And I've come here to find an MP from Piraeus, whose name is Thodoros Tritsas from the Syriza party. And he's so concerned about what's happening with Costco that he's actually raised the issue in Parliament.
The main problem is that Greece is no longer a sovereign state in economic terms.
While street musicians play for pennies in Athens, Greek politicians face a race against time to solve the country's debt crisis. They've vowed to sell $70 billion of assets, including all holdings in the ports of Piraeus and Thessaloniki. This could potentially provide another opportunity for China. State Minister Haris Pamboukas recently told NPR the cooperation with Costco was a model to be followed. When I brought up the labour violations at the Costco pier, he denied all knowledge.
The fact is that the only law which is applicable is the Greek law. And we're not going to import any kind of practices, Chinese, Martian or elsewhere, who are not conforming to our legislation. We are in a country of the rule of law. And that's it.
But it may be too late. According to the Costco workers' account and the Greek government's own investigations, Costco's already violated labour regulations. The way China undercuts competitors has been called the China price. That's now hit Europe's docks. And European rule of law appears to be at stake. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Beijing.